It was beginning to get cool. Two warriors remained beside the white slaver, bracing him up as though he might have collapsed without their support. Now the Jaguar men danced together, just the two of them alone, very slowly, their hands on each other's shoulders, faces almost touching, their eyes closed, their lips moving, as if they were whispering their farewells. Three of the priests now joined the dance, their long matted hair gleaming with fresh spilled blood, their gowns of human skin whirling about them, dancing closer to the three prisoners, almost caressingly. One by one, they each lifted a prisoner on their backs, carrying them as if they were frail, elderly relatives. Neither the Jaguar natives nor the slaver seemed to be offering any resistance to this. The priests seemed to find the men weightless, dancing with an infinite lightness. Slower and slower.
"This isn't too..."
The trio of priests turned and dumped the prisoners off their backs into the center of each of the three main fires that topped the huge pyramid.
"Oh, Jesus!"
But it wasn't over. It had barely begun. The flames frizzled and blackened the men's hair, blistering the skin from their bodies. All of them tried to stand and move from the hearts of the fires, but more of the priests pushed them back in.
"Why do this, Itzcoatl? It's fucking barbaric to chill someone like this, even if they're your enemies."
"Peace, friend. It is not yet done. The Fire God has only received a part of his... tribute. The right word? Tribute?"
But Ryan ignored him. Even 100 feet below the crest of the pyramid, the air was filled with the stink of roasting flesh, rising above the scent of the smoky herbs.
"They're rescuing the poor devils."
"Don't look! I know what's happening next. I remember the black swords."
Doc also turned away, staring blankly into the dark wall of trees. The burned men were still alive as they were dragged from the fires and pinioned in a firm grip, their legs spread, their arms held wide. Each of the main priests was holding a short sword of polished black obsidian, lifting it toward the heavens. The three swords flashed as one. Ryan felt vomit rising in his throat at the sight. The black blades, smoking in the cool evening, were dropped, and each priest reached into the cavity and wrenched out the living, beating heart. Dean's face was as white as ivory, and he was swallowing hard, fighting for control, desperate not to let his father down. The sun's last rays touching the tableau on top of the pyramid. The three dripping hearts were held aloft to catch the light. Itzcoatl turned to Ryan.
"It went well, did it not?"
"It was... yeah. It was interesting, Chief."
"There is more."
"What?"
"The bodies will be brought down after the hearts are thrown into the fires, and the priests will build new fires in the empty bodies where the hearts lived. This will be the final way of giving them to the Fire God. He will be pleased, and wars will go well. We will be warmed in the cold."
"And the crops will grow, long as the creeks don't rise."
"No. No. This is not for the growing gods. That will come when we..."
"When?"
"When we are ready."
"Well, forgive me, Chief, but we've had a busy day, and we've seen most of your service. I think we'll all go on back to our huts now."
"It is not over. You stick around."
"No thanks."
"There is food after."
"More rat's brains?"
"Yes, if you want them. We thought you did not like them."
"I don't."
"Then what have we offended you, Jack? Was it me or another? Give us your command."
"No, nobody offended me."
"They will be punished. The spines of the agave cactus will be pushed into their flesh and then set on fire, or they will be strangled, or stoned to dying, or we will pluck out their eyes."
"I said no. Look, we're tired and we've had enough, all right?"
"If the gods wish it so."
"They do, Chief. They surely do. Can you send some of that Tatoli stuff to our huts, along with some water? And we'll manage just fine."
"But the lighting of the fires in the bodies is the hottest potato, Ryan."
"No, Chief. Thanks a lot, but I don't think so. Thanks anyway. Some other time."
Ryan turned on his heel and led the others back toward the center of the village and their huts. Ryan woke early, disturbed by the first fragile tendrils of dawn's sunshine peeking through holes in the thatched roof of their hut. He and Christy had made slow, gentle love during the night. Now she lay by him, hair spread across the woven blanket like living fire. The acrid smell of the smoke and the cooking of meat brought back the jarring memory of the ritual sacrifices the previous evening. Everyone in their party had been quiet, shaken by the savage, brutish violence of the ceremony, and nobody had felt like staying up late. Now it was time to rise and face another day in the jungle. Ryan lay still, flat on his back, wondering whether they should leave and make their way back to the gateway and jump out, return to Deathlands. Despite the savagery of the killings, Ryan's sense of morality pressed him to try to do something for Itzcoatl's tribe, caught between a rock and a very hard place, between their warlike jaguar neighbors and the slavers away to the north.
I think we could help.
Reading my mind again?
Not exactly. It's the last thing we talked about last night.
Christy touched him gently on the chest.
Last thing but one that we talked about. So I realized you were lying awake, and I figured it was a fair bet you were still puzzling over whether we should go and jump back to Deathlands or stay. I think we should stay a couple more days and see what we can do.
I guess so.
Fish stew with tortillas followed by fruit started the day for everyone. Itzcoatl, two priests, Rainflower, and a dozen older men joined the Outlanders for breakfast.
You feel better this morning, Jack?
Yeah.
You are not used to the way we pay our gods?
No.
You did not like it?
Not much. No, not much.
It is all well.
Some blood remained in the priest's hair from the previous evening's ceremony, though he'd made an effort to try to clean it.
Saying that doesn't make it right. Every religion in the damned world thinks it's the one that's got it right. None of them has. You haven't. To butcher those three helpless, drugged men was murder in any language. And trying to gift-wrap it in mumbo-jumbo and ancient ritual, well, truth is, it makes me sick to the pit of my stomach, Chief. And that's the fact of it.
There is a word for going against the gods.
Blasphemy?
I think that is it. In our people, there are many bad things. Murder is bad. To force a woman to love is bad. Stealing is bad. Witching is very bad. Blasphemy is a bad thing. A very bad thing. You could feel the noose tighten about your throat if you speak things against the gods.
There were warriors standing behind each of the Anglos, something that was already making Ryan uncomfortable. At their chief's words, the men had tensed as though they were readying themselves for violence. Ryan decided that it was time to make things clear.
Best you know what's going down.
If I die, then your blood will flow upon mine.
This is one of the most powerful blasters in the world. I pull the trigger, and you get a 9mm full metal jacket round through the side of your head. The hole going in will be about as big as that girl's little finger.
Ryan pointed with his free hand at Rainflower.
The bullet going out would take half your skull and most all of your brain, Chief, and put it in the grass. All I'm saying is, don't try and threaten us, and don't push us. We don't like it.
I see that.
I've seen more blood than any of you. Blood doesn't bother me. Death doesn't frighten me, Chief. He's been riding on my shoulder since I was 2 years old. Understand this?
Yes. Are you going from us?
Not yet. We talked it over, and we'll give you some help against the Jaguar people. Maybe against the slavers, if the bones fall right for us.
Itzcoatl slowly reached up a hand and gently pushed away the muzzle of the gun.
We mean you no evil. Not to any of you. We want very much that you remain to help us. That you all help us. This is why you are the Weighted Ones. The ones we have heard of in our stories.
Without another word, Itzcoatl and his priests left Ryan and his people alone with their thoughts. The companions went to one of their huts to talk.
I want to take another look at the old base. If there were grens in those chemicals, maybe there was something else we missed. Never took a good look around the far side behind that main building.
Can I come, Dad?
Possibly.